Hello and welcome to Disney Magic Hour, episode 158. On this show, we are going to go over the Disney 2019 Oscar nominations. Joining me, as always, is Melissa. Say hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
And joining us via Skype, God help us, for this week's show is none other than Adam Corbett. You may know him better as Movie Guy 365. Say hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Pete. This episode of Disney Magic Hour is brought to you by MEI Travel for all your vacation needs, for planning a trip to Walt Disney World, taking a cruise, traveling anywhere around the globe. Maybe you go and get that red carpet experience over at the Oscars. Visit the experts over at MEI-travel.com, where Becky and her team can get you started on your own adventure. We are lastgenpodcast.com. That's L-A-S-T-G-E-N podcast.com. You can find us on Twitter for at Diz Magic Hour Pod. That's D-I-S Magic Hour Pod. On Facebook, we're Disney Magic Hour. If you're already there, great. If not, you can find yourself in that group by adding yourself, and you can also add friends from within there. You can find this show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify, which should be working now. And Melissa, where can everyone find the pictures in the Patreon?
On Instagram, we're at Disney Magic Hour Podcast. And if you head over to patreon.com/DisneyMagicHour, you can find ways to support the show there.
And Adam, where can everyone find what you do over at YouTube?
You can find me over at YouTube at Movie Guy 365. Talk about movies, Blu-ray discs, 4K, all that good stuff.
And of course, Ryan Wilson's not with us tonight, but you can also check out everything he does at the Main Street Gazette. Just search for Main ST Gazette, and that will lead you to, basically everything that he does, from the website to Facebook to Twitter and Instagram. So thanks for joining us tonight, Adam. This is sort of a last-minute thing that I wanted to do. And that is, you know, we had our nominations very early this morning at 5 a.m. For the Oscars. And, well, I should say 8 a.m. I think it was 5 a.m. somewhere or whatever it was. But we have our Oscar nominations now. And while there's a lot to talk about in some of the categories, we're gonna specifically discuss the ones where Disney films are you know, in the mix. And we're not talking about like offshoots. We're talking about, you know, produced by Walt Disney Productions, stuff like that. So I saw that, you know, outside of, well, there's a lot to talk about, I guess, is really just the best way to put it. So that's what kind of pushed us in here. So thank you so much for joining us so late and getting this together with us.
Yeah, of course. No problem. Love to be on the show.
So, I mean, let's start from the very, we're going to actually work our way, quote unquote, all right, let me put that in heavy quotes. We're going to work our way up from how most of them were announced, if I have them in order correctly. But, really, you know, we're going to work our way up to that best picture. But we're going to start at visual effects, somewhere that is actually Disney finds himself semi-regularly. Jungle Book actually won back in 2006. And just last year, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Star Wars The Last Jedi were both nominated. They lost out to Blade Runner 2049, which in my book was the best film of that year, even though it wasn't nominated. But Guillermo del Toro winning for Shape of Water was at least, I thought, an inspired choice and a major worthy one, being a big fan of that guy. But this year, Disney is just all over this category. Out of the five nominees, they are three. So it starts with Avengers Infinity War, Christopher Robin getting a nod, First Man, Ready Player One, and Solo, A Star Wars Story, which is the only appearance for, well, actually, I believe all three of these films going forward. I don't believe we see any more for these as we go into the other categories. And this is a hell of a tough little category. And I don't know really if you were doing a pool where you would go, but I mean, you have to think Infinity War has some sort of an edge with everything that was going on in there, wouldn't you?
That's where I would actually lean towards, although there are a lot of great nominees on there. I'm not sure Solo is really strong enough, but I think, you know, considering what they did with Thanos and how real he looked and just the visual spectacle, I could see Infinity War winning this one.
Melissa?
Yeah, this is a rough category. I feel like Solo is really not going to pull its weight here because not even just like with the Disney stuff, but like Ready Player One, and I haven't seen First Man, but I mean, just going by like space movies in general, like they always seem to get really big nods.
The visual effects in First Man are absolutely ridiculously good.
Yeah, so I feel like
they're insanely good. I actually think that this one, that's what actually should win.
That's what I'm thinking is going to win, but I feel like, that's why I feel like Solo, and as stunning as Christopher Robin is, I don't think it's going to hold its weight up against the First Man, Infinity War, and Ready Player One.
I'm very happy to see it in here, though, because those other films are very, very heavy on the CG from a flashy standpoint.
Yeah.
And what they did with the characters in Christopher Robin, I thought was probably the best piece of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, from a visual technical standpoint. And to see it amongst these other kind of blockbustery type of movies is a nice addition in there. But Ready Player One just can't, I don't know. Is it weird, Adam, because it's supposed to look like a video game? So maybe it doesn't get that little edge that it would need in this category?
It could be. I mean, overall, the Oscars are kind of weird when it comes to comic book / pop culture type films. But I think if they focus on things like spoiler for Ready Player One, that scene, you know, which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, The Shining. We can go into it. If that's going to – that, I mean, I would show that as the clip.
I would too. That's where I would go with it, honestly.
That's the clip, right?
Yeah.
So – this is going to be a fun one, but Disney has, you know, 3 out of 5 here. But if I were a betting man, I don't know. I feel like I would put my money on First Man, I think.
I bet you I'd lean towards that one because out of all of them, that's like what, like the most realistic movie. And like Adam mentioned, like I feel like Oscars are not well known for, recognizing the comic book action-y type movies. However, I feel like when now these are a lot of the movies that are coming out, there you might have to bend their rules a little bit.
Well, I mean, you're going to definitely see that happen. It's just as we go through this year's nominees.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like now is like more and more of these films are becoming not just, you know, one or two studios are doing them, like a lot of studios are doing them. So I feel like it's going to have to get recognition, but I feel like First Man's going to take it. Even though I would probably want to give kudos to Christopher Robin because of how seamless that incorporation of the visual effects.
Watch it come out of nowhere and win the damn category.
Like, I'd be so happy.
That would be really the funniest thing is if that actually won. If they were like, no, this looks ridiculous. Like, you guys breathe life into these, you know, characters in a totally different way. But I would say that's the biggest underdog of the category.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Solo, nothing really sticks out to me very much from that movie except for how dark the cinematography was. But the Kessel Run was really cool visually. And nothing really sticks out as like, whoa, CG. Actually, you know, that movie does work on that level. I just never even thought it would be considered.
Yeah, I 2 points in Solo that really stood out was the Kessel Run and also the heist. I thought that looked great. And you're right. Visually, it's very dark and it's even more so apparent on the 4K. It's very just dark. And but those two things would be where I would submit, you know, as far as like, hey, look at this. This is what we can do. But a lot of the other film is just it's not a knock against it. But they do a lot of, you know, practical like, hey, we're in a bar. We're, you know, in a like a subway type place or I don't know, just it's not a spectacle. It doesn't really rely too much, ironically enough, for a Star Wars film, you know, on the
but I think that they've had a run of that recently.
Yeah.
You know, they're practical. But also, I mean, that does count here. So
yeah.
You never know. You never know. But if I was betting again, I would go with First Man. And if you haven't seen First Man, you should see First Man. Just came out today, as a matter of fact. On 4K, I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
And if you want something to test out your speakers as well, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, and let me just say those IMAX scenes. Oh, I got to look at the disc today.
Yeah, I got to pick that up tomorrow. Yeah. I didn't make my way over there today. So next, we're going to actually talk about original score. And you would think this was something that was a little more common for Disney, but actually, the last original score to win was Up back in 2009. And since then, Saving Mr. Banks, Force Awakens, and Last Jedi all nominated but didn't win. So this year, Disney finds himself with two nominees in this category, Black Panther and Mary Poppins Returns, as it goes up against Black Klansman, If Beale Street Could Talk, and Isle of Dogs. This is actually, it's a tough category, and I know that a lot of Disney fans are going to be like, Mary Poppins should win. And I can see that, and I wouldn't be too surprised. But if you haven't listened to the soundtrack to If Beale Street Could Talk, you probably want to. Because, you know, that's my pick. Although I'd love to see Black Panther win it also.
See, this is hard for me because I love the Black Panther music, but the score itself, I don't find myself listening to as much. I just find myself not listening to scores in general, just because, you know, there's always like that dramatic music that I'm just like, no, I'm not in a dramatic scene right now. Like, I'm sitting in my car. But I would like for a score for Mary Poppins to win just because of the creative ways that the composer was able to not only make a brand new score, but incorporate some elements from the original score into it. That could be a knock against it, but I think it was creative and well done. So,
well, that's interesting because, you know, that you might say that's some of the stuff that maybe the reason that Force Awakens and Last Jedi didn't win was because it does, you know, not rely so heavily, but it has those big cue moments from previous films. And I always wonder how that goes over with the voting of this.
Well, with Mary Poppins Returns, they're so subtle and like...
Oh, yeah, it's not...
I would wonder, like, if that would be a difference or not.
Adam, what about you?
I think If Beale Street Could Talk is probably the lock on that, but if Black Panther were to get it, I would not be upset at all. I think it has such a unique sound compared to any Marvel movie.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, but I guess we'll see how they embrace it. But I think If Beale Street Could Talk is probably going to win that.
No love for Poppins, you don't think, over here?
Poppins, I think, is more the music, not the score soundtrack. So I think if that was a case, then I would probably go towards Poppins because you know how much I love that album and just
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think the score has enough of an impact. Like, if you were to sit and ask me, like, name a piece, I probably, other than the opening, that would be the only thing, like, I could really point out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does rely heavily on the actual, you know, sung parts, you know, going forward and all that kind of stuff. And there is a nod for it, you know, when we get to that category for Mary Poppins. And I think that's also going to be a tough category. And if anything, I actually think Black Panther has a good shot there. Out of anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you now look, Beale Street Could Talk, not a overly widely released film. It is opening up a lot more in the last couple of weeks. I cannot stress enough how much I think you should go see it. The fact that it is not nominated for Best Picture is insane, especially when you look at some of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. There are some films that flat out do not belong in that category. And yeah, some that do and are barely recognized. So, original score. It's tough with Beale Street, but you do have two big winners. I mean, Isle of Dogs is the one I would least expect to win. But Black Klansman is really good, too. It is very Spike Lee in its sound. Like, it has its roots in other soundtracks of Spike Lee, but it's a strong, strong presenter, too. But I think you're really going to come down to Beale Street on this one. Up next, we have animated short film. Now, unfortunately, I have not gotten the chance to see most of these, so I'm not really going to comment too much on it. But Disney does have a nomination here with Bao. And recently, Piper, Feast, and Paper Man all won for Disney. And I think those were all within the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something they've done extremely well in. And now they have Bao in here. I remember when Bao came out, people were very mixed about it. And I won't get into the reasoning why, but I think it was really, really good. I just have to see the other ones first. I can't really make that much of a judgment on here, but I hate to say this, but I almost feel like Disney kind of just wins by default sometimes on these because not everyone who votes sees everything, in my opinion, and they just kind of vote on what they think should win.
I hope Bao wins because of the diversity factor of it. I don't know the other four nominees, but it would be nice to have the woman director to be recognized. And some of these might have been directed by other women. I'm not sure about the other ones, but I would like a recognition. I'm glad it was nominated.
Adam, have you seen any of the other ones? Oh, just so you know, if you haven't seen any of the other ones, normally as we get a little closer, or they might already be there, check iTunes.
Yeah, they usually put
them
up,
They usually have them up there, if not for free, for like 99 cents for you to watch all of them. That's always the easiest way to find these.
Yeah.
No, I remember when I saw Bao, I was genuinely creeped out the first time I watched that one. But knowing this whole story, going back to it, it actually holds up very well. So I wouldn't mind that if it won, but I want to check out the other nominees too.
Yeah. Right now, unfortunately, it's a big blind spot for me. So we'll just kind of have to hold off on that. But another nomination for Disney. They have a bunch of them this year. The next two categories are going to be towards sound, I want to give a little info on the sound category, because most people may not be aware of what the difference is between sound mixing and sound editing. So I'm pretty much taking, I think I was reading a nice little explanation on New York Times may have had this. Sound mixing refers to the post-production after sounds are already inserted. All right. The most essential goal is to meld the sounds seamlessly with the recorded dialogue. And most recently, Force Awakens and Jet and Last Jedi were both nominated, but Disney has not won this category in the past, unless I missed one. I looked into it, into the history of this category, and it didn't look like they had won one. Now, maybe one for Miramax one, which actually would fall under the Disney banner, but I may have missed that one if that one came up. So this year, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, First Man, Roma, and A Star is Born is all in here, and that's a pretty big category. Black Panther has kind of an uphill battle, I think, with not only First Man, but Roma is just going to be embraced massively, and for all the right reasons. I actually think Star is Born is just going to be shut out completely.
Yeah.
I think not nominating
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper, which also, first-time director, usually they don't get nominated. Historically, first-time directors do not get nominated, regardless of who it is. It's just a thing. So that might not be too far off base, but I don't really know how well it's going to do in the overall picture. I have not seen Bohemian Rhapsody because I have read enough about it that it just has not grabbed my attention at all, and I'm a massive Queen fan. But I don't need a Queen movie that just doesn't bother to follow the real story of Queen. I guess I just find that a little weird. First Man is another one. Like that might be the big technical winner this year is First Man. It could be that or Black
Panther. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I could see that going either way. But Melissa, you have a dog in this fight on this one?
Nope.
Melissa, no dog.
Nope.
No fighting.
I haven't seen any of them besides Black Panther. I've been really bad with seeing movies this year. Last year, I felt like I had seen a lot more. This year, no. So, unfortunately, yeah.
Adam, how about you? You've seen a number of these. Where do you think they're going to go with?
I wouldn't be surprised if Bohemian Rhapsody did win, but I think this type of category would go to a movie like First Man.
Yeah, that's, again, it's weird because I actually think First Man got a weird reception and an odd missing of some other things that it could have been nodded for. Not more than other films, but, you know, in a slight way. But I can see Bohemian Rhapsody because it is pretty much just a music concert, you know, and to balance that all out and to make it work well with, you know, it is tough. So it could get the notice there. And I always think of movies by like Christopher Nolan, who purposely makes the sound mixing anti-listener in some ways. Because like the scene in Interstellar when the car is driving through the grass field, the dialogue is not boosted above all the other sound because he wants you to be in that scene and understand that people are having a hard time hearing each other. Now, that's a great artistic decision, and sometimes it can lead to me going, "What?" and missing very important dialogue, which actually did happen in that movie. But I have no problems with that in First Man. I didn't have any issue with that in Black Panther. I think it is very well balanced. And Roma, again, that one is more of a quiet film, but there's a lot shot on very busy streets, and you never, ever lose a piece of dialogue, and the sound is surrounding you.
Yeah.
It is an Atmos film, if I remember correctly. Right, Adam?
Through Netflix, it is.
Yeah.
Through Atmos, yeah.
So Atmos, just in case you don't know, Atmos is a most recent, I would say, style of audio design where you have speakers on top of you, behind you, all over you, you know, all over you, and sound literally 360, well, I guess not your ground, but, you know, all around you is emanating specific space location sound. And they might give it to Roma on this one also. This is a tough one to pick from. I'm really excited to see who wins. I love the technical awards. Yeah, absolutely love them. So I'm very excited to see who actually pulls out of this, because all these films do it in different ways. I think Black Panther and I would say Black Panther has one thing, because it's totally an action film. Bohemian Rhapsody having to do with the music. First Man from an absolute technical, you know, point of view, with the rocket, like the loudest of these picks. Star Is Born also hurdles the most in line with Bohemian Rhapsody. And then Roma is all about the simplicity of that, but it's sounding just 100% real.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say I did see Bohemian Rhapsody in a Dolby theater, and that entire Live Aid sequence was nothing short of amazing. I'll be honest. It sounded just phenomenal.
So, you know what? And that might be the scene that actually wins it. That could win on that scene alone.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's going to be a fun category to kick down. And then the next one, sound editing. So, sound editing is sort of a bad term for this. It should sort of be sound effect editing, which is much more in line. So when movies are shot, really, they're just usually shooting dialogue. All the sounds that you hear afterwards, they're either done by, you know, by Gaffman. I'm not Gaffman. Sorry about that. Just by, you know, post-production, stuff like that. What was that?
Foley artist.
Foley, thank you. It's all done by that afterwards. So that's where real movie magic happens, because if you ever watch a movie and there's a restaurant scene, everyone that's not in the actual scene that has dialogue, they're faking talking to people. And then they just ADR in some background noise, and that's how they go. So that's what sound editing is. I just wanted to try to make that clear for people who may not have known between editing and mixing. So for sound editing, Disney also actually had some wins in the past with this one. Again, both Star Wars, the recent Star Wars saga films were nominated but did not win. Toy Story, WALL-E, Ratatouille also nominated, but Incredibles actually won back in 2004. Which, when you think about it, all the sounds that go into Incredibles, that makes sense. Like, that's what you're thinking of, okay?
I'm surprised WALL-E didn't.
I should have looked up who. It was right in the same thing, too.
Yeah.
But I should have looked up, like, who beat WALL-E? Because that seems
that's
like
garbage,
a.
Garbage, no?
Yeah, that seems like a toss and win. All right, so sound editing. Disney now only has Black Panther on this one, going up against A Quiet Place, Bohemian Rhapsody again, First Man, and Roma. Sound familiar? That normally happens in these categories. You will see a lot of the same situations. So again, Quiet Place is a spectacularly interesting pick, because the title alone tells you what this is. It's an overall quiet film, but that means that when sound occurs, it has to be important. It has to, you know, it has to have a good impact on the overall film. And while I have issues with the closing moments of that movie, it is really atmospherically gorgeous. Black Panther, same thing. You know, those little footsteps that you hear when T'Challa is running around. You know, when the glitter like kind of falls off of Killmonger's suit and it reveals, you know, his outfit. All those sounds, that's what we're talking about there. Bohemian Rhapsody, again, this is more towards like the music and the sound of an audience and all that kind of, you know, building in all that. First Man, the sound of that rocket taking off, however they did that, which actually I would love to watch if there is a little bit of info on that on the 4K and the Blu-ray. And then Roma, it is recreating the sound of a busy street. Watching the footage and matching up everything you see so that when they play it back, it all makes sense. It's such a crazy job. And it's such a, you would think how much has like gone forward with technology that this would be held differently, like just done differently. But no, it's still in many ways done the way it was back then. So I still think First Man and Roma are actually very tough to beat here. I don't know if Black Panther has a shot here amongst those two, but I wouldn't put money on it. I don't know. Adam, what do you think?
Think about how crazy that is. There are two fundamentally different films between Roma and First Man.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll probably go for bombastic with First Man as far as the win goes.
Mr. Bombastic,
but if Roma wins, I'm all for it. Absolutely.
Yeah, if Roma wins, I would be very happy. If First Man won, I'd be very happy. But I actually think that Quiet Place can I almost said sneak in here. I think Quiet Place might be the dark horse in this one.
Yeah.
Just because of that atmosphere that it created.
Going with past winners, I'm going to go with First Man, just because.
What do we got there?
Like, just in the past couple of years, we've got Dunkirk, Arrival, Mad Max Fury Road, Gravity, American Sniper. Like, there's just, I don't know, that's just kind of seems to be the theme.
American Sniper's a bit of an outside choice, though, on that one.
What was
that up against? Can you tell me that, please?
Yeah, that one was up against Birdman, Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies, Interstellar, and Unbroken. I'm actually surprised Interstellar didn't win that one.
So, like, that's a good example of that would be the upset win there, because you would have thought Interstellar had that stitched.
But also The Dark Knight beat Wall-E, so.
Okay, you know what?
That makes sense.
Yeah. It also should have been nominated for Best Picture, but we're not going to get into that whole thing. All right, so sound editing. Again, Adam, I'm sorry. You're going to go with First Man as well?
I think I would give it to First Man.
All right. I'm going to say Quiet Place. I'm going to go outside of it. I'm going to say Quiet Place. Probably wrong.
Yeah, like, I think Black Panther was cool to be nominated, but I don't think it wins either sound category.
See, now, my one concern about this is that they know they're not going to give Black Panther the main one. So they give them everything, not smaller, but below the main, you know, the best picture.
I don't know if they give it everything. I could see it maybe doing visuals over sound, though.
Yeah, that's where I think they would win.
Yeah.
I can't get behind that with that last fight sequence.
I can't either.
I can understand it if it happens.
Yeah.
Costume design is our next category. 2017's Beauty and the Beast actually won this. I'm sorry. It was nominated, but it lost to Phantom Thread.
Which is good.
Maleficent, yeah, Phantom Thread is the clear winner there.
Yes.
And that's not a knock on Beauty and the Beast's costuming. That thing looks gorgeous, but Phantom Thread is a level of dedication that most movies probably shouldn't have, but it does. Maleficent also earned a nod, but Alice in Wonderland back in 2010 actually won this category. I kind of forgot.
Costumes?
Yeah, I mean, look.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it lines up, though.
No, it does. It's just like.
So let me give you.
Wouldn't be visuals anyway.
Disney here has two in the running again, and it is Black Panther once again and Mary Poppins Returns going up against The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Sorry, that movie's so damn good. The Favorite and Mary Queen of Scots. So. It's a costume design. We have two period pieces. The Favorite is so damn good. I think this is where Black Panther actually can win, though.
Yeah.
But if I'm betting, it's The Favorite.
Yeah, they like to give it to historical stuff or things like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Mary Queen of Scots gets it. Like, because I think that's one of its only nods, right?
Yeah, but I think The Favorite is the one to beat this year. in a bigger category as well. But this is where I can definitely see Black Panther sneaking in there and winning.
It would be cool if it does. Because yeah. I do think that the costume is probably underappreciated in the movie. You know, just the whole, not even like the superhero costumes, but just like all of the things they have them wear during, you know, the ritual with the...
The knighting of the king, in a sense.
Yeah, the crowning of the king.
Adam, do you see Black Panther maybe winning this one, or...
It would be a slight upset, but I think I'm with you. I think the favorite's probably going to get this one.
Again, though, like Mary Poppins in this category, but none of us are really talking about it.
No, I know. And Mary Poppins had great costumes, honestly, but I don't know. It's just it's weird. You get a feel for some of these movies and going into awards season, and there's just not a lot of momentum there. It's a shame because that's... It's a fantastic movie, but I think there's just too much working against it or just not enough pushing it forward.
The thing with costumes that I kind of always see is like they do give it to, you know, bigger pieces or bigger, like not bigger, but like dramatic, more like detailed stuff. So like while Mary Poppins had some great costumes, you know, like the part where they were going to the Royal Donjon Ball was really great. Like, overall, like, it's just, it's, you know, again, it's Mary's nod to the original costuming, and I mean, that might even be where it gets the win, but I don't think that it holds its weight against all these other, you know, bigger produced things.
Ballad of Buster Scruggs could win everything, and I would be okay with it.
I still have to see that.
Jeez. Oh my god, you have to see that. You really do. And if anyone wants to see that, you can find that on Netflix now. It's actually a Netflix movie. Guess what? There's a lot of Netflix movies
on this
list of lists here. Yeah, but I would put my money on the favorite. And then second place, I would put Black Panther. I'd actually love to see Black Panther win this one.
Yeah.
But the favorite is really good.
I have to see it.
Moving on, production design. 2017's Beauty and the Beast also got a nod here. But guess what? Alice in Wonderland, 2010, it actually won this one as well. I can only imagine how I responded to this when it originally happened.
Probably not well.
Yeah, probably not great. Nominees, once again, you got the two Disney stand-ins, you know, for all these categories. Black Panther, Mary Poppins Returns, followed up by The Favorite, First Man, and Roma. Roma is the one that, when I see that here... that is probably my winner, with The Favorite being the one right behind it. But Wakanda looks so damn good.
Oh, I know.
This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
I might argue for Mary Poppins here because they do a lot with the sets, with location, with, you know, both in and out of the fantasy elements. I feel like there's a lot to be argued for Mary Poppins here.
I don't think it wins though.
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think, Adam?
I think I'm with Melissa. I think Mary Poppins would be my favorite in this particular category, but I think Black Panther just looks so good. It really does. I'd be fine with either of those two. As much as I love Roma, I don't think white fits with the other nominees, but
well, it's
I wouldn't,
a different, diff, very, it, a it different is. Aim, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I got it. But I think Mary Poppins would be my favorite. I think Black Panther maybe takes this one.
Ah, oh, man. You know what?
I don't know. I could argue for,
I'm going with the favorite.
I could argue Mary Poppins over Black Panther, but I haven't seen the other ones to say.
It's Roma or Favorite, I believe, but we'll see. But again, the thing is, all of these categories that we've had so far, Disney is not a shoo-in for any of them.
No.
So while they're getting a lot of nominations, I'm not sure how many wins they're getting. And we're going to continue on that pace.
Yeah.
As I talk about... the best animated film. So
strap in.
I'm trying to find it. Have to scroll up. Am I missing it?
Yes.
I have it on my computer, but Oh yeah, no cinematography, no director, no nothing, blah, 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 blah. All right, so since its inception in 2001, Disney has won this award 12 times. Keep in mind, in 2001, Shrek won over Monsters, Inc.
That's ridiculous.
Let's, you know, see how well that choice has aged. But let's talk about some other ones. Actually, Disney, since 2011, has won this straight. In 2011, Rango won. Rango is awesome. Since then, Brave won, which it won over Paranorman and Wreck-It Ralph. No, I think
Brave can, because if you compare like the visual styles of Brave to the other ones, I think visually it does.
But it's best animated film. It's not best animated looking film.
Yeah, that plays a part in it.
Frozen won. Shocking. Big Hero 6 also won, which it's a little questionable over The Tale of Princess Kaguya. Inside won over Anomalisa, which I will never accept. Anomalisa is incredible, but I love Inside Out, so I was happy that it won. But it kind of came off like, yeah, I guess that one wins. And Zootopia won over Kubo and the Two Strings. That's a tough pick.
Yeah, those last two that you said were kind of the years where it was just like, I guess this is just going to be a Pixar one. Like, it almost kind of made a mockery, I think, of the category for me, because it was like, are you even like considering it, or are you just going to keep giving it to Disney? Because like, while the Disney films in those two were good, like Inside Out and Zootopia, you said?
Yeah, Zootopia, remember, not Pixar, though. Zootopia
no,
is,
no,
you know.
Yeah, but Disney, Pixar, same thing. Yeah. I know, you can't wait for
it's
that.
It's not, though. Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, it was almost like they weren't giving true thought, which is why I hope this year they actually give proper thought to.
Yeah, and Coco, of course, won last.
Well, Coco deserves it.
And that's, yeah. I feel like
deservedly so.
Right, deservedly so.
Yeah.
So this year, Disney has two more entries into this category: Incredibles 2 and Ralph Breaks the Internet. And followed up with Isle of Dogs, Mirai, which I actually haven't seen, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Guys, this isn't a choice.
Yeah.
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised Spider-Man didn't get more noms for like visuals, like what we...
They don't count it.
But it's still...
Because if it did, then Pixar would kill everyone usually also whenever they put out a movie. But it did. They do. There's something about it that it doesn't fit the criteria, and they don't get to get those.
Baloney.
Yeah, it's definitely a bunch of horseshit.
Because especially like if you think about like the upcoming year, like Lion King, it's gonna be an animated film. I mean, even though we're calling it a live action, it's an animated film. So like, yeah, we have to start having these conversations though, because these lines are getting really blurry, and like if you have to
copyright.
If you have to start, like, I don't know, you either have to start nominating a bunch of things or actually, like, making hard choices.
Adam, if anything outside of Spider-Man wins, how ridiculous is this? That's my only question.
It's not even a choice, like you said. But I do like to point out that we seem to have a similar thing back to the Zootopia and Kubo and the Two Strings. Those are two distinct animation styles, and we are also getting that now, because I'm sorry, but Disney and or Pixar and Disney Animation kind of all look the same year to year for the most part.
Yeah,
and I think by Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse winning, maybe it lights a fire under them to like go for something new, like try something, you know. Let's don't rely on, okay, we're doing the paint by numbers for
big eyes. We're doing big eyes on the princesses again, guys.
Yeah, I mean, let's try something. Let's experiment. Let's get out there. But that being said, it's Spider-Man's the better film. I mean, that's, come on.
100%.
Yeah. And I like Incredibles 2 very much. It's the same. It's very, I've had to say this before. I think it's a little too similar in plot line from 1. And Ralph Breaks the Internet, I enjoyed while we watched it. I do like it, but it just has not stuck with me at all. Mm-hmm. Isle of Dogs, I really enjoyed, but it doesn't. Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse is just, and it's, yeah. to be clear, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse has won damn near everything.
Mm-hmm.
The shows leading up to this. So I really don't see that changing at all. And if it does, I would be shocked.
I think there'll be a riot.
So now let's talk about a category that Disney owns a lot of times. The original song.
Yeah.
So Coco won just last year for Remember Me. Frozen, of course, won for Let It Go. I forgot that Muppet or a Man won for the Muppets.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you actually enjoyed that winning.
What's the opening track from that? Ah, damn it.
Oh,
Life's a Happy Song?
Yeah.
That is a far better song.
It is. It really is.
But whatever. I was just so happy that the Muppets won anything. Toy Story 3, We Belong Together won. Monsters, Inc., If I Didn't Have You. Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart. Pocahontas, Aladdin, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, all previous winners. And here we have our all two standbys for the Disney Academy Awards. Black Panther with All the Stars. And Mary Poppins Returns with The Place Where Lost Things Go, sharing nominations with I'll Fight from RGB about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
BG.
And what did I say? RG? I said RGB like the old video cables. Shallow, A Star Is Born. I believe that's something about the deep end. And Ballad of Buster Scruggs, When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings. I don't care about any of these songs except that one. No, I'm just kidding, but I would squeal excitedly stupid if that won.
I think Mary Poppins takes it.
I think All the Stars wins this.
I would love...
You know what? No.
I think the place...
This is probably where A Star Is Born gets it, right?
Yeah, Shallow's going to take this one. I think it's...
I listen to Shallow. Meh.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's a good song. People seem to love it. It's playing on the radio all the time.
She also definitely should have won a couple of years ago.
Yes, if they make it up for her, that's fine because they totally snubbed her on that one.
Yeah,
I forget. I gotta be honest. I forget what the name of the song was, but I never heard it before, and I was crying.
Yeah, everybody was crying.
And then they were like, "We're gonna come back with Best Original Song." And then it lost. Like this, it was.
It lost
to
that terrible
thing.
James Bond song too.
Oh
that
my
was
god,
the problem.
It did.
Yes,
it lost to Sam Shepard.
Yeah, that was the
on the wall.
Yeah, yes. I remember my jaw dropped on that one. I remember.
I think everybody did. Yeah.
Of all the Bond films to win, songs to win, what in the sweet hell happened there?
They must have pulled the wrong envelope.
But once again, Mary Poppins in this category, I would say the best song is The Conversation, but I know that that's not a song that's going to get nominated. Oh, so then again. And then again, I wouldn't have guessed on this one being the one
to
get nominated. I would have thought a cover is not a book.
No, this one's the emotional
feed the
birds, you know, kind of thing.
When a cowboy trades his first wings, also very emotional.
I really got to see this.
When I saw that got nominated, all I did was I heard the first line of that song for about 6 hours straight in my head. I cannot get it out of my brain. It's on Spotify, the soundtrack, Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Oh, by the way, it is not fun. There's a lot of dark shit in that movie. Like, I'm laughing about it right now. That movie is pitch black dark. There is some stuff that happens in that thing where your jaw just drops like, oh my God. It was great. Shallow is probably the winner here. I would love to see All the Stars win, though.
That would be really cool. I still think Mary Poppins might win.
All right. And Adam, you're a Star Is Born on this one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You're off the deep end.
I know.
Ready to dive in. I'll never be let down. Is that what it is?
I don't know, but
I'll never hit the ground. I'm off the deep end. Watchers are climbing. Something like that.
Yeah,
I must have heard that song 7 million times because that trailer was on everything.
Mm.
That trailer was sent to me in cereal boxes. That was absolutely insane. All right, so Disney then only gets in the mix-up in one other category and for one film. So, weird history for Disney, but we're going to go back and talk about this a little bit. So, Walt Disney, the company, has scored Best Picture nods for Beauty and the Beast in 1991, Quiz Show in 94, which definitely was the better movie of the thing that won that year. Don't even talk to me about how Forrest Gump won that year. We will not have that conversation. Up in 2010, Toy Story in 2011, and then the Academy decided we could not let these kiddie cartoons be nominated for films. Hence, you see the, you know, the birth of other things. But or the you were no longer allowed to, I think, get nominated in both or something like that. Spielberg's Lincoln was nominated in 2013. Again, Disney was one of the producers on that. War Horse, The Help, more Spielberg films. And when Disney was Miramax, they had a ton. The Piano, Pulp Fiction, also lost to Forrest Gump, Stop. The Postman. The Postman was nominated? Oh, no, I was thinking of something else. The English Patient, Good Will Hunting, Shakespeare in Love, which beat Saving Private Ryan. Look, guys, the Oscars are crazy. Life is Beautiful, Side House Rules, Chocolat, In the Bedroom, Chicago, Gangs of New York, Aviator, The Queen, and No Country for Old Men. That was all under the Miramax title, but you know Disney was owning them from 93 to 2010, something like that. But this is really the first time also a Walt Disney production movie has gotten nominated since The Sixth Sense. The Sixth Sense was also one. So, you know, not like a cartoon. The last one that wasn't a cartoon was The Sixth Sense. And, of course, probably the one that you line up the most also is in 65, Mary Poppins got nominated. So this year, though, we have Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody. That's ridiculous. The Favorite. Green Book, which is going to get so much hell if it wins. Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Adam, me and you can have a conversation about this category for like an hour and a half. We're not going to do that. Does Black Panther stand a snowball's chance in hell of winning this thing?
Honestly, no.
Does Roma not win this?
The reason Roma wouldn't win it wins it is if it somehow wins Best Foreign Film.
That's right. And then The Favorite wins this.
And then The Favorite would win, I think. Yeah, it's just... But it would be amazing if Roma won both. Like, that would actually speak a lot. If Roma won both.
Yeah. Would that be the first time?
First time.
That would be.
Yeah. Like, I think it could happen. I don't feel that it's out of the realm of possibility at all, but I think really it comes down to The Favorite in Roma, and I would give it to Roma. Honestly, I love that movie.
In this list, I would have to coin flip between Roma and The Favorite. But man, would I kill to see Black Klansman win. I know it won't win. I actually think that he could win Best Director. I think Spike Lee might win Best Director.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because they're going to... Because I think it's him or Cuarón. That's it. Unfortunately I see Black Panther in this list and it's great. It's the first superhero film that's ever been nominated for Best Picture.
Is that true? I'm looking it up now.
It is. That is actually true. Dark Knight did not get it. Dark Knight got snubbed. And Superman, I guess, in 78 would be the only one. But again, they were not looking at films in a serious case like that. And I don't think you're going to get a mea culpa Lord of the Rings style when Avengers Endgame comes out. Although, you know what? That's not out of the possibility. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Because that was sort of the Lord of the Rings predicament, was that they didn't give anything to the first two films and they got shouted out. So they gave everything to that third film when... As much as I love the third film, Two Towers is the best film technically out of the three. But I could see Endgame getting some kind of like, oh, here you go, you got one. But I really don't know. That might be a bridge too far to jump for them.
A lot would have to happen and fall into place. And yeah. I think it's a lot to ask for, honestly.
An April release also does not help.
No.
Because that may as well be a decade you know, for that type of film. Just look at Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible should be on this list.
Oh, for editing or, you know.
For almost everything. Tom Cruise not dying award. Like, they need to have one of those. But, like, yeah, the fact that Mission Impossible is nowhere to be found in this is crazy talk. First Reformed. All right, we're not going to get into this. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Melissa, I know you haven't seen many of these, but do you think Black Panther actually stands a realistic chance of winning?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I think it's a great movie. I think it is a cool precedent for them to have actually nominated a superhero film. Like, I think that's probably maybe something they were considering for upcoming years. Like, okay, we can't keep ignoring these blockbuster superhero movies forever. So I'm glad that they started a precedent with it being nominated. I don't think it wins.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I'd love to be able to, like, have that hope. And you know what? They might decide. There might be a bunch of people who go in that booth and they're like, you know what? We're gonna shock everyone. And we're gonna actually go Black Panther on this one, because no one would expect that, and no one would stop talking about it.
Yeah.
For years.
I feel like it would be a shocking win, but I don't think it would win.
Yeah. What is your, Adam, though? I'm sorry. Your pick, though, is Roma.
I would say Roma, you know, would be my pick and my favorite.
Okay. It's, oh, man. I think the favorite actually might win this one. I think they want to go with something a little more crowd friendly. And, you know, with the whole thing of, like, you know, we've introduced all these new people into the Academy and this and that. I don't know. I wonder if all right. So let me ask you this. I'm stumbling over how I want to say this. Would you sit someone down, a friend of yours who, you know, enjoys Black Panther and likes going to the movies to see stuff, you know, I wouldn't say lighter fare, but, you know, like, just enjoys, like, going to the movies for fun. Would you sit them down and show them Roma?
Generally, no, but only because if that's all they're interested in, lighter fare. But I think the same could be said for movies like The Favorite, because, you know, it's a little kitschy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like Roma. Like, The Favorite and Roma are two different, completely tonal films.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, it's hard because there's movies like Black Panther in this category, you know, that are not like the other movies, but that can be said for a lot of the ones in this category. So it's just, it's hard. Like, it's a, generally I would say no, but I would have to really just, like, note, it would be an individual case by case basis, I guess, you know.
Towards The Favorite, I just want to say Nicholas Hoult is, it might be the funniest damn thing on screen this whole year.
Nick Holt.
He was out of his mind hysterical in that movie. Every time he spoke and or got spoken to, I was laughing. It was just so damn good. By the way, all three women also in Favorite got nominated.
Yeah.
Now, Regina King is going to obviously be the strong favorite for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
But Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone, that could be your big upset, is Rachel Weisz winning. I could see that. I could see that happening. And, man, that is not going to go over well. Because that Beale Street deserves so much more than it got. But so Disney, while having a ton of nominations this year, I don't see them bringing home very many. I just don't.
No, because really Black Panther was the one that got nominated the most. I'm actually surprised Mary Poppins didn't get nominated more.
So, you know what? Let's bring that up a little bit, because the Mary Poppins thing is interesting, and I think Adam hit on it before. There's been zero forward momentum for that film. It came out, and it was out, and that was it. Like, that was all that happened. It did not win, you know, like, many, many weeks in a row at the box office. It was never really talked that much. You had a lot of people who just said, well, yeah, it's the same as the first one. And they kind of moved on. Now, we three very much enjoyed it. And Ed Buskirk, you know, I'll just say, he thought that Emily Blunt should have got a Best Actress nomination.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I just think the movie just, it's a big movie that didn't do enough. And that's that. There's no way she's going to get that nomination then.
Yeah.
If the movie was more of a success, and not saying that like it didn't lose money or anything like that, but if the movie was a bigger success, then it would have. I think she would have got nominated. But I also do not think she wins. She's nowhere near Olivia Colman in the favorite. As great as I think she is in the role, Olivia Colman in the favorite is a different level.
I would have even liked to see Ben Whishaw get nominated for supporting. Like he was amazing. I know it was a small role, but I thought he was really great. Definitely, I would have liked to see more. I don't know, more technical part. I don't know if that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the two films that got nominated the most here were for Disney are Black Panther and Mary Poppins Returns. And every category that we talked about for Mary Poppins Returns, we didn't seem overly hot about it.
Just the song for me would be the song where
for
she,
you. Yeah.
She gets it. I think the costume design was great and the production design was great, but I can't really speak to those things just because I haven't seen so many of the other ones. So.
And then on the technical level, First Man is a really hard film to beat.
Mm.
Yeah, and even Roma. Like Roma is going to be a tough film to beat.
Yeah.
So Black Panther finds itself in a very tough spot, you know, where the thing that it's getting the most recognition for is surrounded right now by some real sharks. So
I almost feel like they nominated Black Panther knowing it'll maybe take one or two home. But just giving it the recognition to set precedent for, look, you've been putting out all these superhero movies. We barely recognize them for whatever. They haven't really won for anything, even in the technical side.
I think just Ledger. Well, the Ledger, I mean, obviously was the biggest win.
Yeah.
But that was how long ago?
And that was also, I think, a big part because it was posthumous. Because
he passed, yeah.
So I think if he hadn't passed, he still would have been nominated, but I don't know if he wins. I don't remember what he was up against, but whatever. Just because, again, they're not used to recognizing those types of films. Not that he didn't deserve it, just because they're not used to recognizing it. So I think that, if nothing, it's a precedent to recognizing these types of films. I hope it doesn't stop. I hope, you know, we get some, you know, more stuff going forward, but I don't think that
Marvel's got to stop making the same movie then.
Yeah, and I think that's why Black Panther does get nominated, because it is kind of out of the element for a lot of the Marvel movies. You know, it's a lot brighter, just like Guardians was. It's a lot brighter. It's definitely got a unique sound to it. You know, the costumings are obviously different than any other, you know. Maybe, you know, Thor would have been the only other one that would have done interesting costumes. You know, everything else is set on Earth pretty much, so.
So, Adam, in the other categories, is there anything that really sticks out to you that you're excited to see? Because there's a couple for me, but I want to know what you got.
Like, what do you mean other categories? Like the ones that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, non-Disney stuff. Like, you know, is there anything else that really kind of sticks out to you that you have a big pull for?
Do you have, by any chance, the screenplay nominees there?
I do, sir. I do. The adapted screenplay is Ballad of Buster Scruggs, Black Klansman, Can You Ever Forgive Me, If Beale Street Could Talk, and A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Damn, that is a tough category. I'm not going to bat at all for A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
But those other four, woof. That's a rough one.
I really enjoy Black Klansman. I think that's the one I'm really rooting for in that category. The whole Best Picture thing is an interesting mix. Honestly, it really could go one way or the other. I think I'm really voting for Roma, but I don't know. Like I'm like you. Like the technical stuff is the one I'm really kind of like. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Also, I want to see Spider-Man win Into the Spider-Verse for Best Animated. That's the one I think I'm probably the most excited about that's non-technical. I think they need to win that. It should run away, honestly, with
it. It should run away. And then, and as you said, and as Melissa was saying, I hope that it sparks a new line of thinking with these movies. You know what, though, also? Marvel is almost done with this iteration. You know, they're going to move into their new phase. maybe they will allow a little bit more. They've definitely loosened that chain in over the last couple of years. But maybe we need that Edgar Wright kind of feel to another film.
Well, I think Adam even hit it, because Spider-Verse is more about like the animation style, and Pixar has, I think ever since like WALL-E and Up, has always just been pushing like the technical, like how good can we get these fibers to look? How detailed can we get this hair? Like that's always been like, I feel like Pixar's like, you know, thing to capitalize on. I think the Disney Animation Studios is really where we could find really interesting animators and doing different things. And I would love to see them actually kind of step away from, let me just get this technical, you know, aspect of the movie to look really good. And let me just, you know, really just have fun. Let the animators kind of go with their style, have it be loose and, you know, be a little bit, you know, more different. They were going to bring back hand-drawn animation and then drop that ball quickly. But I would love to just see Disney Animation Studios maybe run away with
something totally different.
Yeah, just kind of like, okay, you know what? We don't have to just have everything look great.
I'll say Zootopia, you know, took a nice... I mean, yeah, it's talking animals, but it definitely did it in a different way.
Yeah.
That I really enjoyed, and I think it is held up incredibly well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, if I'm going to put on my nerd hat for just a second...
Put it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Incredibles 2, while I did have problems with the movie, I think it looks beautiful as a animated feature, and it's also probably the first Pixar recently that I said this looks more like a film and less like an animated movie.
Yeah,
and 1,000%.
I'll stand by that. You know, absolutely.
You know, the cinematography in Incredibles 2, the way that they make that city look, that city has a heartbeat. Like that is an actual place with people who live in it.
Yeah,
and that I think is Brad Bird doing Brad Bird's thing with, you know, even more technology available to him that's able to bring that out. And I think that that's something that they will look for, you know, going forward. But now, but we'll see. You know what? Toy Story 3, they have some opportunities. We know they're going to be at a, you know, a carnival thing. Four, sorry. it keeps going on and on. We know they're going to be at that carnival setting. They could do something really, really, really beautiful and gorgeous in there. And let's just see where it goes. But there you have it, guys. Those are your nominations for the 2019 Oscars, looking at it from a Disney perspective. There's a lot of uphill battles for the studio to bring home some awards, but I'm sure Black Panther will bring home a couple, and a character heavily in, you know, in the Marvel Universe, I guess, will win one, but it has nothing to do with them. Yes, Melissa.
I'm actually really interested. Like, while this year has some really, you know, good Disney movies to be nominated, I'm really looking forward to what happens next year, like with the 2019 slate of movies. I'm really interested to see where that goes, because I think it can be interesting.
I don't know. Well, how do you mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't think right now, like, same thing, animation-wise, I don't think... Unless it blows me away completely, Toy Story 4 or Frozen 2 are going to be, you know, top of my list. So, like, I'm wondering how much Disney goes away from maybe nabbing the animated stuff, and what happens with the Lion King movie? What happens with Endgame? Do they recognize that for anything? You know, is there going to be something with Artemis Fowl? Because I'm sure that that is going to get some technical stuff going on. So, like, I'm actually kind of interested to see what happens with this slate of movies. And I don't know how much Disney relies on these, like, awards like other studios do, but I wonder, like, what the conversation is behind doors, like, when this slate and next year's, you know, come up, and, like, okay, well, what do we want to achieve? What do we want to go for? What do we want to get our name out for?
You want another thing that I could see happening? Robert Downey Jr., Best Supporting Actor. A going away gift. That's the only thing that, like, if they want to, and I'm saying like this from like a political Oscars perspective.
Yeah.
If they want to show a recognition for the movies that are going to be made available from the Disney Marvel world, it might come to something like that.
I could see this.
It's a weird outside thing, but I could see that happening.
Be interesting.
So we will find out. Big year ahead of us. It's starting to ramp up now. Man, can't talk about Glass. I don't have an MA. I don't have the physical constitution right now to talk about it. But we will be talking about it on the Facebook group. God help us all. Keep that civil. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I know this is sort of a surprise episode. We weren't planning on doing this, so I hope you enjoyed it. And let us know. What do you think? You think Disney's got some shots at these things? You know, let us know on the Facebook page. Head over to, you know, Disney Magic Hour over on Facebook and give us your thoughts. And, of course, you can go and visit Adam over at MovieGuy365. And, Adam, I believe you have a video up about the nominations, right, today?
I do. I put one up today. And also, if you would like to hear my thoughts on Glass, I have two videos up for that as well.
We should do a thing. We should do a thing about Glass. We got to talk about that. Until next week, which we're gonna be bringing you Popeye real soon. So Shelley Duvall, guys, just let you know right now. Shelley Duvall. Do you know what she says? Hello. I'm Shelley Duvall. So I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to it. Everyone have a great week. Let us know your thoughts again over at the Facebook page. And of course, head over to mei-travel.com and take a vacation for God's sake. You've earned it. Come on down, visit us. We got a big year coming up over here in Walt Disney World. Also going over there on Disneyland. But come over here and visit us and we'll get something to eat or something like that. What do you think?
Always.
All right. Till then, say goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, Melissa.
Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Pete. See y'all later, guys. Have a good week.